Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome back to hour number two on this Tuesday evening to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. Just letting you guys know, if you missed any of the last hour, you can check us out. Catch the show on Audio Boom.
Boom!
You can also check out our Facebook, at Darren Copeland Experience. And also check out our podcast, which Boom. I also believe is on Audio Boom.
Boom! Yes.
You can also get the app for Mile High Sports. You can listen to the show live if you want, or go back and listen to the recorded show from the app, or you can stream us live from milehighsports.com on your computer. We're all over the place, so find us.
You can listen to us on the Rajo.
What, on the Rajo?
Well, isn't that what they used to call those ancient devices that you used to be able to pick up waves that would go throughout the...
You mean the rabbit ears?
What are the rabbit ears?
TV.
The radio.
Oh, the radio. Yeah, the radio. Yes, the radio. You could also listen to us on the radio. If you're in your car driving along at 1430 a.m. and what's the FM?
1340.
The 1340 a.m.
1047.
The 1047 on the FM. I had the same numbers.
Yeah.
I just mixed them up.
Like I got this confused. Is not Mastermind. I don't have four little sticks that I can make you red and black saying, oh, yeah, you're in the right spot, but the wrong spot. Place.
1340 AM, 1047 FM.
Yes.
Yeah, got that. There Good. We go. So we left. We were talking about quarterbacks and talking about the Rockies a bit. The earlier this evening, right before the Warriors.
We get tacos!
We do get tacos. It's 7-3 right Ooh. Now, top of the ninth.
Do they believe now?
You know what? Considering that the rest of the National League has struggled so mightily this year against the American League, this is a good sign. And the Twins are a good team. They're 19-15.
They've got a losing record at home.
Who, the Twins?
Yes.
Then they must be really killing it on the road.
Yes, they are.
Because they're 19-15
so
overall.
So they are 8-10 on the home, and they are whatever they're on the road.
Wow. Okay. Well, good. Then I'm glad we got them at home. Because the Rockies are killing them right now, 7-3, top of the ninth. So we get tacos, so go get your tacos tomorrow. Earlier this evening before the Warriors game against the Spurs, which, by the way, it was Warriors were up by 30 at halftime.
So they got them right where they want them.
Right where they want them. The NBA did their draft lottery.
Yes.
And the Nuggets were,
yes.
They had a ping pong ball in there.
They had one.
And they did not get anything better than 13th.
No, and you know what? The management is saying thank God because they didn't want to have to bring on another young high-priced guy that they're going to have to figure out where to get playing time for.
It makes me wonder if they just trade this one out.
I bet.
I mean, you don't need another number one draft pick.
Well, you need what you need. What the Nuggets need is they need a guy, a wing, a forward who can score.
Nuggets.
They do need a forward who can score, but by the time they pick at 13, I'm not sure they're going to be a lot of...
Well, this is a very guard-heavy draft.
Yeah, it is. And we don't need another guard.
We don't need another guard. We got Gary Harris. We've got Emmanuel Mudiay, maybe. We've got the rookie.
Well, you got Jameer Nelson.
He's not a rookie.
I know, but he's still there. He plays guard.
But who's the other guy? Is it Jamal...
Oh.
I should know this, but he's the rookie for last year.
Yes, who had a really good year last year.
Really good year last year.
In fact, Gary Harris represented the Nuggets at the lottery.
Yep, I knew that. And then, of course, you have Jokic.
Yep.
And you have the other guy, the other tall guy. I mean, there's a lot of tall guys. You got Wilson Chandler.
Hernan Gomez.
Yep, you do have Hernan Gomez.
Juan
Hernan Gomez.
So you don't need another guard if you want to get another power forward who can shoot.
No, you don't need a power forward. You need another. You need a guy who can. You need
a four.
Yeah, you need a kind of a Carmelo Anthony type. You need a guy who can get his own shot. He's probably not. I mean, honestly, you need a Carmelo Anthony type, a guy who can get his own shot, can go inside, can go outside, but gives you that you need the ability to be able to create mismatches depending on the team you're facing, and no better way to do that is either you can bring your bigs out to shoot long threes, okay, which is what the Golden State Warriors do, or you can have your guys who are bigger can take you out or bring you back in, and that's what Carmelo Anthony has, is that he can take you outside and score outside, and then he can take you inside and score inside.
We've argued this. Carmelo Anthony.
He just can't play defense.
He would be terrible for this team.
I don't believe that as much as other people think. I think that he plays hard, but I get it. And there's no way.
He plays hard.
There's no way he's coming back here.
But he just doesn't play defense until
we need someone like that. We need a guy who can.
Well, you're not going to get that in the draft. Not this year.
Well, I don't know. Maybe at 13.
Even if you do, it's going to be unlikely he's going to be a big, huge contributor this year. You'd be better off, I think, trading that for maybe a third or fourth year player who's already been in the league for a while.
It's possible.
But it's also, you know, you're talking about a player who can get his own shot. That's pretty rare for the most part in this league.
Well, not as rare as you'd think. I mean,
who can get their own shot?
Okay, you got George from Indianapolis. He didn't want to come here, and Paul George. They tried to.
George doesn't really create his own shot.
No, he does.
He uses that system of pick and rolls and picks to
listen,
get a shot.
If the Nuggets could have figured out how to get that to work, and then it was all turned down by Paul.
But he doesn't want to be here.
He didn't want to be here. He wants to be in L.A.
We don't want someone who doesn't want to be here.
I agree, but he would have looked great here. He's the exact. He's a more dynamic Danilo Gallinari. Okay, he's that. He's good.
I mean, Danilo Gallinari. I think Danilo's okay.
He may come back here. I don't know. He's 7 foot tall, man, and he can't seem to lead. I mean, he should be a better.
Who, Paul
the same
George?
The same issue. No, Danilo Gallinari. The same issues that I always have about Carmelo are the same issues I have about Danilo Gallinari. If you are 7 foot or you are what you are, you should be able to go at least double-double, and he doesn't do that. He disappears, and I'm talking about Danilo Gallinari this time. He disappears for long periods of time.
He does.
I mean, you would never see, you know, you never really, Carmelo never disappeared. I mean, he would always get his points.
He makes the other players disappear.
Sometimes.
You know, he doesn't pass.
Sometimes.
Mostly. He doesn't pass.
Okay, but what you're looking for is a guy that can, is that swing player who, I mean, you might think of, someone like, I mean, you're not going to get him, but who's the white guy from Utah?
Gortat?
No, Doug, it's not Doug McDermott who played for the Bulls. It's the guy that played for Butler.
Oh, Gortat's the defensive guy.
No, and he plays for the Golden State. This is Utah.
No, Gortat doesn't play.
Oh, Gortat. No, yeah, Gortat.
He plays for Utah.
Yeah, no, I was thinking of Zsa Pachulia or whatever his name is.
If you are serious about winning a championship, you need more than one scorer.
Well, you do. You have Gary Harris who can score, and you have Jamal Murray who can score, and you have Jokic who can score and distribute. But the problem is that you don't have a taller guy, so you know, you just need something something from the wings.
But outside of Zsa Gabor, what big guy does Golden State have? Draymond Green's not a big. He plays
JaVale
big.
McGee, thank you.
Okay. Yeah, JaVale McGee, actually, yeah. All right.
I know.
That's fair. Rudy Gobert?
No.
Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward.
He's not coming to the Nuggets. He's going to go to. He's going to go back east.
No. He'll probably stay at Utah.
He's from back east. He wants to go back east.
If the Nuggets give him a deal, like, people want to play with Jokic. People want to play with. They interviewed Isaiah Thomas.
Well, he's a white guy, so he won't mind coming to the Nuggets. Black guys don't want to come to the Nuggets.
I am more interested in the content of their game rather than the color of their skin.
No, I have no – I don't care. African-American NBA players, by and large, do not want to go anywhere other than Chicago, New York, Miami, Houston, Dallas, L.A. Those are the cities where they want to go. Maybe the Hawks. But they're not coming to Denver. They don't want to be here. And that's sad. That's why we can't keep superstars here.
That's why we can't have anything nice.
It is why we can't have anything. The NBA.
Dang it, Colorado.
Breaking.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.